It's been nearly a week since Miami's police chief warned about the pitfalls of the monthly mass bike ride called Critical Mass. The last Friday of every month, thousands of cyclists ride together through Miami, often blocking traffic as they go. Ahead of last Friday's ride, police had warned that they may start ticketing cyclists who did not follow traffic rules. WLRN intern Constanza Gallardo went to the ride and found many cyclists who actually welcomed the police presence.
Thousands of cyclists gather at the government center station in downtown Miami for the monthly biking event. The police warning did not stop Franco Velasco from going. This was his 10th ride with Critical Mass.
I love it. There's a lot of people riding in unison together and trying to maintain a critical mass because the mass is what keeps people safe.
Velasco says the point of the ride is to create a safe biking culture in Miami. Velasco says there were not as many people as past events, and maybe it was because of fear of the police. But he thought it was important to go that night.
So we have our lights and we're trying to comply.
At 7:15, the ride started. Cyclists passed by Little Havana, Brownsville, Wynwood, and by 8:40, many were back in downtown. Juan Castillo is also a regular rider at Critical Mass. He did see a few police officers, but not as many as he would like.
The police department were to give us more resources as far as Critical Mass, and they would set police at important stoplights. They would probably save a whole lot of trouble.
Castillo said that at the Miami Beach ride, police helped cyclists at all critical stoplights. He thinks people will be more cautious during future rides because they don't want Critical Mass to end. I'm Constanza Gallardo in Miami.
It likely won't be very strong, but the first tropical system of the season will bring heavy rain and unsettled weather to much of the state this week. Here's meteorologist Jeff Huffman.
For South Florida, heavy rain is the primary impact from this developing tropical system. Heavy rain and squally conditions at times. There will also be an increased risk for water spouts, especially along the Gulf side as we get that sea breeze convergence. And rainfall amounts across much of South Florida will probably total the 2 to 4 inch range. Some locally higher amounts possible, especially closer to the Atlantic coast. And most of this will be occurring Monday through Wednesday. Conditions should calm down by Thursday.
That was meteorologist Jeff Huffman. In sports news this morning, the Miami Heat's Big Three are all pending free agents. Chris Bosh has joined Dwayne Wade and LeBron James in opting out of his contract with Miami. LeBron James opted out of his contract on Tuesday. Dwayne Wade did likewise on Saturday. Although they've opted out of their contracts, none of the three has expressed true interest in leaving the franchise after taking the Heat to 4 straight NBA finals. The free agent window officially opens at midnight Tuesday. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.